For PNC's 2012 presidential candidate Hassan Ayariga, the cut down the Electoral Commission's budget by Parliament is a step in the right direction. He said the Electoral Commission should raise funds from political parties during registration, since political parties benefit most from elections. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Ayariga indicated that the country spends too much money on elections instead of other developmental projects. He urged the EC to manage the approved budget and solicit funds from donor agencies, since there are other pressing issues begging for attention.
I think that the budget that was cut down was okay, because looking at the EC itself, political parties pay so much money to EC when it's time for registration of party members and their candidates. That is to talk about elections and other things. If you remember, some years back, EC used to give some cars to political parties. Nowadays, they don't do that. And I believe that EC doesn't need so much now, because we have gone through a new system and the process of biometric registration and voting. That has taken so much money when that process was introduced. The process was not just only to introduce efficiency in the ways we conduct our election, but also to cut down costs. It's not at the expense of Ghanaians that we should use Ghana's, the country's money to feed EC and people who want power. If you want power, pay for it. The political party should rather pay more to EC than government using its resources that is meant to develop and put up clinics and hospitals for our poor brothers and sisters in paying EC, because some people want to win power. If you tax them enough and they are not able to pay, they'll cut down the number of political parties in the system.
Well, are you not a bit worried that the funding change at least will affect district assembly elections next year?
I don't think it will affect the district assembly election next year. They should adjust their budget to meet their target. At least one or two things can be changed. Okay? Because we have serious matters in this country. And I can tell you one after the other, we can't finish talking when we look at what is happening in this country. EC should be the last option for me if I was a president.
You heard PNC's 2012 presidential candidate, Hassan Ayariga.
The independent presidential candidate in the 2012 elections, Jacob Oseyebua, is also of the view that the nation needs to move higher to a system where smartphones can be used for voting. Mr. Oseyebua said there should be proper justification for funds made available to the EC.
Is there justification for what they are actually looking for? Let's be also reminded that there are a whole lot of issues, inflation and all those things. We need to factor all those things and then see the reality of that budget. And I think that sometimes maybe just coming out with a blanket cut off might not necessarily help us. But if it's something that we ought to do as a nation, I think that we need to do that, especially if it's going to have ramifications of our very existence. And to me, nothing matters more than our life. And there's no money that can be compared with our life. The hula balloon of this election litigation and so on and so is actually first and foremost legislative and then judicial, and also how as a nation we should develop the legal framework in using that technology. And then we should also bear in mind that technology that we're using is a half-baked technology, in the sense that it's neither totally electronic nor totally paper trail. And for that matter, that is what has actually brought all this confusion. If you look at the information they popularly call the statement of fool or the pin sheet, it's quite confusing. And for that matter, you see, we need to make sure that all these things, if the budget is actually to correct some of these mistakes and so on and so forth, then to me it's quite justifiable. And I'm also of the view that we need to move to the next stage, whereby we'll rather move into what we call the smart voting. I mean, these days you know that on your iPhones and things like that, when you can just click on an image and then it can pop up with the photos of presidential, and then you click another one, it can pop up the photos of the parliament.
But I'm sure that also comes with a lot of challenges.
No, you see, it's because, you see, we will continue to experience these challenges. Because, you know, the moment you verify someone, it's an electronic verification. Then why not finish with it? Half work done is like nothing.
You have an independent presidential candidate in the 2012 elections, Jacob Oseyebua.